This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode, The Inner Workings of Hospitals. High-rise hospitals have to make sure that the elevators get critical patients and supplies quickly from one floor to the next, without somebody holding the door or stopping at some random extra floor. Newer places have computer systems that take care of that. But at Bellevue Hospital in New York City, it's different. It reminds you of a bygone era. They have elevator operators. Jed Slayman went for a ride.
Not bragging, but everybody likes me. Almost everybody likes me. Not bragging, though.
Everybody knows Sylvia Paris because everybody at Bellevue relies on the elevator, and she's one of the elevator operators. And everyone likes her because she makes a point to make sure they do.
You know, I have to have a nice smile and don't have, like, your face all, like you're frowning or, you know, look like you're mad or something. Don't you have a nice smile on your face? You're sick. You're lying in a hospital bed. And you have, you know, all these things going through your mind. You want to see a nice, pleasant face.
She's letting me tag along for a bit of her shift. Sylvia spends hours in this elevator car.
This is the intercom. So that's where I get the calls. So right now I'm waiting for him to give me a call.
It's busy today, like most here on Manhattan's east side. We don't have to wait long before...
14 to 11 stat.
See, now this is a 14 to 11 stat he just gave me. So I go to 14... and pick up the 14, and then they take the person prior to call.
Stat is short for statum, Latin for right now. Somewhere in the hospital, somebody needs surgery. On this stat, we pick up a tech with a cart of surgical supplies. He's meeting the surgeons and a patient in the operating room. The calls can be nonstop, up and down 25 stories. But after nearly 3 decades on the job, Sylvia doesn't get frazzled.
Yeah, I see so many different patients, in different stages. Some people get shot, some people get stabbed, accident. It doesn't faze me. Sometimes you see a lot of blood.
Sylvia sees the gamut of patients from all over New York City, including a few from the Rikers Island prison. Bellevue has a special area for inmates. We're talking prisoners.
You tell me I remind him of some relative, so he always asks for me.
When the doors open on the 19th floor, it's an inmate, shackled in an orange jumpsuit, flanked by burly NYPD.
Thank you.
The inmate is supposed to go in another elevator, one without, well, me in it. So Sylvia is calling the elevator dispatcher.
Gordon! Gordon!
He designates elevators specifically for patients, for food, for cleaners and equipment. Basically, mission control. I meet him next.
Yep. Hey, Roswell.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, Jad, right?
Hey. How you feel?
Today, that dispatcher is Roswell Gordon. Mission control is a small room right behind the elevators. They call it the pilot room.
This is where we control most of the elevators from. It can be crazy at times, but it's good.
It's about the size of an elevator. 3 phones, 2 switchboards, a microphone.
Elevator service, may I help you?
Okay. Roswell keeps dispatching as we talk without missing a beat. A patient transporter calls, saying floor 1 to floor 4 or something, and Roswell passes the request to the elevator operator in the appropriate car. Newer hospitals have computerized systems for this, touch screens. Bellevue has Roswell. He's the nerve center, routing 1,600 calls a day.
Well, are we talking to the elevator, the person, the operator that's on the elevator right now? We're talking to send them from floor to pick up whatever they ask to pick up. Elevator service?
19 to the ground, 19 to the ground.
Okay. You have a 19 to ground and 19 to ground. It could be patient we're picking up. It could be just a person that we're picking up.
He's automatic. It's like he's a part of the elevator system. His skill comes from 17 years on the job, but as a rookie...
It was like crazy.
It was like your first day.
My first day, I was nervous like crazy. I was shaking.
It does seem overwhelming, all the switches and lights going off at once.
You got a 1-to-1-4, a 1-to-1-4.
He got the hang of it, eventually.
The guys used to tell me, don't worry about it. You can only answer one call at a time. Because sometimes when you first come, you know, you're like... Your phone ringing, which one I got to pick up, which one? I said, no, don't worry about that. Worry about that call. Finish that call, then you go to this call. So I try to remember that at all times.
Hello? All elevator operators split their shifts between the pilot room and one of the elevators. Sylvia and Roswell have the same answer when I ask about the best part of the job. They say it's being there for the patients.
When they have an operator there just to talk to them, just to let them know, just to show them it's going to be okay, then you know you're making a big difference, and you know they feel much more comfortable in that way.
But working in an elevator all day, I mean, there's no windows, no water cooler to gossip around. It's even a bit smaller than most cubicles.
Does it get lonely in here?
No.
Just in here by yourself?
No. You won't get lonely because, as you see, the calls kept coming back and forth, back and forth. You have time to get lonely around here.
Elevator service?
Yeah, 1 to 14, 1 to 14.
You got a 1 to 14 and 1 to 14.